This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ken Gold is vice president of the Western Region New York State Correctional Officers and PBA, and we're talking with him this morning about the situation at Collins Correctional Facility that happened over the last 48 hours. Ken, thanks for once again being on with us this morning on WBEN. I want to just kind of start with the basics of what exactly happened and when at the Collins Correctional Facility as you understand it this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. The way I understand it, I'm not getting all the bits and pieces because, as you got to remember, the facility was locked down and most of our members were stuck there throughout the night. The members, it started on the other night at 1 o'clock in the morning, boiling over into yesterday, and most of them worked their shifts. I mean, I had a couple of people that sent me text saying that they got out after their 24-hour shift, so I didn't have a chance to really talk to any of the members that were directly involved with the initial incident, as they were there all day and they needed some sort of sleep before they went back into work. But, you know, it started early in the morning at about 1 o'clock. The members saw inmates. I mean, I believe Docs put out a release stating that they were going to frisk for contraband an inmate. But then turns out that, you know, what they really did was they smelled a lot of marijuana or synthetic marijuana because inmates smoke, like, because drugs are rampant in prison. And then as they go from there, the inmate attempted to run, so they had to get the inmate. That's where the injuries, that there was two officers. There was a wrist injury and a knee injury. And there was a third injury that I don't know the specifics to, but as docs reported, they reported that there was one injury. There was really three, all thankfully not life-threatening or major injuries, but still injuries nonetheless. A couple of these folks maybe had to work for quite some time. And then at that point, the inmates just refused to start listening. They wouldn't go back to their cubes. They would, you know, because most people don't realize in a facility like that, it's not like their cells. It's a cubicle area. It's not a typical what we would call a cookie cutter unit either. They're all over the place. They have their beds and they can go, you know, wherever they want, whenever they want. Well, they're not supposed to, but they do it anyways. And that's just how it works after the legislators put it in the HALT Act. You know, at that point, crisis teams, corrections emergency response team was called in out of Collins. And at some point, the department management decided to take the officers off these units, as Doc stated. And there was never a hostage taken, but it took hours and pretty much all of yesterday after the facility was locked down to get the facility up and running. And it's still not running today. They have to, as Doc said, the commissioner ordered a lockdown, and they're going to frisk all the areas, from what we're told, at least, and that's their plan as of today.
So let me just clarify, Ken. Are these dormitories staffed with corrections officers this morning, or are the inmates barricaded inside?
Yeah, no. They're, that part is back to they were able to, from what was told to us, they were able to talk them out without any force used. from the situation. Apparently inmates were taken to different facilities, certain ones. I mean, obviously not all of them. And, you know, the officers are where they're supposed to be, as they always are at this point, without any issues.
Now, we heard from docs, one minor injury. We've also heard three injuries. What can you tell us of how many officers were injured in this situation and how those injuries happened?
There was definitely three injuries. I can't tell you the extent of the third one, but one was definitely a sprained or a shattered wrist. I forgot the exact verbiage that was utilized. And there was a knee injury as well. And these injuries were specifically, from what was told to me, when the cell phones that were recovered that they're talking about, they had to use force on that inmates where the cell phones came out of. And why cell phones to most people might sound crazy, because everybody has one in prison. That's contraband. They're not allowed to have cell phones. They have tablets. That's probably one of the biggest things that they shouldn't have. But they obviously get it in and smuggled in somehow, whatever way they get them, but they get them. And that's when the injuries occurred.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You know, it sounds like from listening to a lot of the coverage yesterday and from calls to our talk shows, it sounds like staffing is at the center of this.
Staffing's all of it. Between staffing and the legislators changing laws to make no ramifications for bad behavior, no repercussions, but it's driving people out. You know, once that HALT Act was enacted and started in 2022, it directly, when inmates have no fear of penalty, you know, it's like that. We always use the same analogy, right? You murder someone in society, you go to prison. You murder someone in prison now, and you go somewhere for 15 days. It doesn't make sense, but because it's behind the walls and fences, and no one sees it every day, that's what happens. So it immediately pulls the staffing out. Our commissioner came out with a memo because we've been screaming from the rooftop saying that we need help. As you know, I'm sure most people know at this point, especially Collins, their regularly scheduled days off were taken throughout the summer. And I think it was finally lifted around September, October of last year. And now they're working triple shifts instead because they can't staff the facility. And then the commissioner comes out with a memo 2 days before this incident happened and said that 70% is the new 100%. So their goal is to cut 30% of staff by February 28th, which is only going to drive more people out. Definitely not going to help your recruitment, and there's no way it's helping retaining any officers. So once they hit their 25 years, they're out. You can't run prisons, without safety as your top priority. And if they don't even care about our members, like most of the politicians and the what the members feel, the department, no one supports them whatsoever. You're going to push everybody out, and if you run that like a business, if you sit back and you think the people that are running this department, and if it was a regular business, they would be fired already for what they're doing. You know, they're driving everything right into the ground, and that's before we're worried about even the inmates, and that's what our members do day in, day out. They're right there, right front and center with the convicts every single day, getting assaulted, dealing with the problems, just like what happened yesterday.
We haven't heard anything from the state as of yet. That being said, what's your, I guess, gut feeling or anticipation of any of these changes you're talking about actually happening?
They'll happen. They don't care about what we think. You know, we've been saying it. You know, we said it. We talked to you folks back in the summer, I think, with the exposures at Collins, the exposures at Wyoming. I mean, that's, you know, everything we said that is going to happen has happened, and it's happened worse. You know, yesterday, what happened at Collins will be happening somewhere else in the state, but it's going to be worse. And until something catastrophic happens, and it's not going to be an if, but when, they don't listen to anything we say, guys. And it's so disheartening for the men and women. And that's what's driving people out, too, because what they think is they're correction officers, they're sergeants, but really they're human beings, too. And they totally disregard them because they say, here's your paycheck, you do what you're told. But, you know, contrary to their belief, we're not robots. And there is a part of life that isn't worth a paycheck at this point, and that's what's making people leave. Our members are completely done. And do I think they're going to do anything? No. They'll probably turn around and say, you know, this memo that they put out, they'll probably tell the superintendent to enact it sooner because we're speaking out against it, because that's what always happens. There's always a retaliatory action. And, you know, it's okay. You know, there isn't any violence or workplace violence allowed or retaliatory action on our behalf. But they're sure as heck can do it to us every single day of the week. And it's, you know, our, like I said, I can't make it any clearer. Our members are just so fed up. They're so done. And if this was a business, the people running it would be fired already. But, you know, it's docs, so they get promoted and they're told they're doing a good job. So, and that's higher management, not any officer or sergeant.
Well, Kenny, thanks so much for joining us this morning and keeping us updated.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's Ken Gold. He is the union rep for corrections officers and prisons here in the western region of New York State, including Collins Correctional.